Hey, what's up, everybody? You're listening to the Enterprise Architecture Radio. If you're thinking about organizational complexity and agility, if you're concerned about operational efficiencies and thinking of taking it to the next level, if managing innovation is one of your priorities, you've come to the right place. On this podcast, we talk about all of that and more. It's a jungle out there, and we'll attempt to navigate this jungle of frameworks, methods, and most importantly, enterprise architecture in practice. Welcome to the 87th episode of Enterprise Architecture Radio. 87 episodes, that's, if you calculate it in decimal, it's 1.6 years. It's more than 1.5 years. I've been doing this for 1.5 years. I've come a long way. I started with one subscriber to begin with, and today I have quite a few. And thank you very much for that. If you've noticed, the 87th episode was supposed to be published last week, Thursday, but it did not. And I'm having trouble thinking of topics, doing research on the topics, and then publishing them this week as well. And the reason is work has been just too hectic. During the weekdays, it is absolutely impossible for me to find time to do research. Day starts early in the morning and ends in the evening, and I'm not getting sufficient time to work out or spend time with the children and the wife, and there are complaints all around. And then if I try to spend time on the podcast, then that becomes a little bit troublesome. But it's something that I love and I want to continue it. But if I soldier on at this point in time, I'm afraid it's going to have to close down someday. So in the interest of keeping it going for the longer term, I have decided that for a while, I'm going to take a break. So last week, I could not do it, and that's not right. I should plan this. So I am going to take a little bit of a break from Enterprise Architecture Radio. I'm not going to be publishing any episodes for a few weeks. How many weeks? I'm not entirely sure right now. There's one large program that I'm running at work, which is taking away most of my time. But there's also some personal projects that I'm running, just like Enterprise Architecture Radio. And the idea is to think. When I was younger, when I was in college days and then early part of my career, I used to be a daydreamer. I used to imagine and I used to look into the future and think of all the things that I wanted and desired and all that. And over a period of time, I've come to realize that I don't do that sufficiently anymore. Now, when I was younger, daydreaming was considered to be a bad thing. A vagabond used to be considered an insult. In today's day and age, when we have Instagram and YouTube and all these different distractions of social media, I think looking into the abyss and thinking of nothing, or thinking about a future that is desirable, or not doing anything, feels like the right thing to do. And to be very honest, I've been keeping myself busy for such a long period of time that I've not done that enough. So I'd like to spend some time with myself. I would like to spend some time daydreaming, thinking about a future. And I don't take this lightly. I think whatever I am today, whatever I've accomplished, and I'm not saying that I'm big or huge or extremely successful or anything. There are tons and tons of people who've done much better than me. But I think I've come a long way when I compare it to what I was 24 years ago. When I started my career, there was a dot-com bubble burst and there wasn't a job to find. And I was roaming on the streets with the printout of my resume, going from door to door. And I remember the time when companies used to have drop boxes where you can drop your resume if required. I don't even know if somebody even looked at those resumes anymore or it straight went into the garbage. But those were the days, and by God's grace, I have come a long way. And whatever I am today, a large part of that is daydreaming, is imagining, is visualizing, is thinking about what I want to do and how I want to do it, and charting a path. But last couple of months, years actually, I have not done that. I haven't visualized what the future looks like or what the next steps are going to be in my career. And it's very important to visualize, get into the details of things such as, what do the mornings look like? When you wake up in the morning, what do you do? You know, where are you? Or, you know, who are the people around you? Or what kind of activities do you look forward to in the afternoon or in the evening? Things like that, you know. Try to visualize it, because I believe in the power of the subconscious, and I feel that if you are able to visualize it appropriately, then your mind makes it happen, you know, the placebo effect or what have you. So I haven't done that for a very long time. In fact, the other day, early in the morning, I was sitting with a cup of coffee in the balcony, and I was trying to do the visualization. And to be very honest, I could not do it. I am very much out of practice. Not only that, I could not see the path ahead of me. I could not visualize what I want 2 years or 5 years down, you know. So I would really like to do that. And of course, there's work and there's family, and, you know, I would like to create a cone of silence and sit down and think. I think I should be done with all this in a couple of weeks, and I think I'll start the Enterprise Architecture Radio again in a couple of weeks, and we'll be back to normal. But I'd like to take some time off and think. And I would encourage and recommend every one of you out there who's listening to my podcast to visualize on a regular basis, to think of a future that is desirable for you. You know, what does it look like? Get into the details as much as possible and spend some time doing nothing, you know, just nothing at all. So this is Nilotpal Das from Enterprise Architecture Radio signing off for a few weeks. But in the meantime, keep the conversations going, because like I say every time, Enterprise Architecture Radio is not just a podcast. It is a community of practicing enterprise architects and IT professionals, and even business professionals for that matter, coming together, talking to each other, learning from each other, guiding each other, but most importantly, having fun. That's all I have for you today, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. More about organizational agility, innovation, and enterprise architecture in the practical world, in the business, right here on the show. But before I end the show, I want you to help me out with this one little thing. Pause the show and share this podcast via WhatsApp or text message with at least one person who might be interested in the show. It could be anyone, your colleague, your boss, someone in your team. That's all I ask. Just one share with one message via text or WhatsApp or any social media of your choice. And it would go a long way in supporting this podcast and growing this listener base. Also, please don't forget to follow the podcast. That way, you'll get notified when we publish a new episode. If you want to find out more about us, you can find us at enterprisearchitectureradio.com. If you have ideas, thoughts, disagreements, please feel free to write to me directly. We also have a Telegram group if you would like to contribute to the EA discussions or what have you. Just search for Enterprise Architecture Radio on Telegram. Or the URL to join the group is https://t.me/enterprisearchitectureradio. While our contact details are there in the show notes, we are very easy to find. Just search for Enterprise Architecture Radio anywhere. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, even Discord. Once again, I hope you had fun, and I'll see you in the next one.